Let's see. Now we are sending audio and also connected to the server, which is always better than not being connected to the server unless we just want to have a conversation.
Really? So we weren't connected at all that entire time?
Yeah, Connor said that we just got Connor being some other guy who was the DJ before us, who is not Facilibon, said that we had music and then dead air.
Music and dead air. Okay, well, welcome to 120 minutes of music and then dead air with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Jick, and Mr. Skullhead is Mr. Skullhead.
And people are asking if we dropped the stream. Actually, we crossed the streams.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Turned out to be a bad idea.
Yeah, who would have thought? We had some chit chat that probably doesn't need to be repeated, and I was talking about how I had been on the phone today with some co-location places in Phoenix, and it's looking like a solution to the problems that we're having with not being able to really deal with our hardware, and hopefully the lag problems, the solution is in sight. So I don't know. I'm not gonna make any promises time wise because it's probably gonna take quite a while to get our own hardware put together and set up and get these arrangements made and all that kind of stuff. But we are actively working on it, and I just wanted to let all y'all know that. The other thing here is a question that I want to pose to our listeners that you can answer via chat PM to Radio Bugbear. Over the course of some of the stuff that we've been working on, I know there have been some threads about the interface issues for, like, custom outfits, because people are running into some trouble with that now. I've made two changes, one of which is if you save a custom outfit with the same name as an old custom outfit, it now overwrites it instead of just bitching at you and saying that there's already one with that name. And the second thing is, and this is what I want to ask people about. When you equip custom outfits, it is now going to unequip everything that you have on before it puts on the custom outfit, because that stuff was really a mess and just causing all kinds of problems because of the way accessories work, the fact that there are sort of three, you know, independent slots, and rather than just hard-coding a bunch of nonsense in there, because this is going to create new issues in the future. I've just made it so whenever you put on an outfit, it unequips everything that you're wearing. Right now, it's doing that whether you're putting on a custom outfit or a pre-made outfit, and I'm wondering if that seems like a bad idea to the people who are going to be using it. It's going to have to do it with custom outfits, but my question is, would you rather have, like, when you put on the bugbear costume, do you want it to just replace your hat and your pants with the bugbear outfit, or do you want it to make it so you're wearing just the bugbear hat and the bugbear pants? I think the dev guys seem pretty split on whether they feel like that's a good idea or not. It doesn't really matter one way or another to me. Like I said, it's going to have to happen with custom outfits, which I think people are going to want. Anyway, I think people are going to be pleased with that because they can finally do the, you know, look, I'm wearing nothing but a hat custom outfit and be able to actually pull that off in one click. But just let me know if you think it's a good idea to have it happen with the normal outfits or not. Did you see anything, Mr. Skullhead, in the messages from before today that you feel merits attention?
That's an interesting idea from Primavera Angel Hair. I had a crazy idea. I know there was talk of redoing clan warfare, and I thought, what if you had clan champions, actual players or avatars to sort of stand for the clan and fight for it? So kind of the Iliad version of combat where you just send out your two best champions and see who, you know, whoever wins, you know, winner take all. That's kind of groovy.
That is kind of neat. That's definitely something to consider when we're looking at it. I have a feeling that between all of us, we're going to come up with some cool model for clan versus clan. And that's an interesting thing to consider. Because that would be, I mean, it has the potential to make things a little bit unbalanced, because if a clan had, you know, somebody who was just super tough, then there'd be really nothing that anybody could ever do to stand at them. But I'm sure we could work it out in some way that was important, but not just totally steamrollery.
Sounds good.
Let's see.
I didn't really go down the list here. I tend to open the radio bugbear and then get distracted by the chat.
Yeah, that's the same with me, except replace the chat with the sound of my own voice.
People say that we should, Plouf says we should sell our, sell stacks of our old business cards at KOLCon.
Yeah. To turn into blank white cards, except they're printed on both sides.
Maybe we should just draw, kind of working around the text on them, the suits and numbers for decks of cards.
That's true. That would be a lot of fun. It would be almost as easy to use that as a deck of cards as it would be to use the weird avant-garde cards that Boozer Bear always wants to play poker with. I get very angry about, because I can't tell the difference between suits and numbers.
Between shirts.
Like, every once in a while, it's like I'll go to a wedding dressed in a number, and they'll be like, what the hell's wrong with you? You don't know the difference between suits and numbers? And I'm like, well, I guess I don't.
Yeah, I remember the time you went to our spa wearing nothing but a 9.
Yeah.
It was a little distracting, but
it was.
It could have been worse. It could have been like a 0.
And every once in a while, I'm up on stage with my band, and I'm going to say, now this next suit is a suit we call, and then the name of a song.
Yeah.
And that's officially over.
Yes.
Let's see. Dr. Van Van Mojo asks a question from a few days ago that I'll answer part of. Do any of the zodiac signs do anything negative, e.g. Decreasing your drop rates or initiative, along with their positive effects? No. I believe that none of the signs do anything bad. Some of the signs are such that they do things that don't apply in certain circumstances. But the worst that a sign will ever be is useless. It'll never be actually negative. It's a fact. Let's see. Sean Clannery says, a certain low-level quest requires a whip to be completed. Could this quest be changed such that all whips will get the job done? I thought, actually, that I'd already done that. Let me check that out. Yeah, it should, actually, unless I've just screwed up. Because that was a change that I actually intended to make a long time ago. You want to do a question while I look at the database and see if I've made a mistake here?
Sweet mate. Let's see. Kuru asks a spoiler-filled question about a certain recipe. And Kuru, we know what you're talking about, but I don't think that we want to change that recipe. So sometimes things just don't make sense in this game. You might have noticed that by now. But if not, then you're noticing it now.
I wasn't even aware that... I read that, and is that an actual recipe? I don't think we're supposed to say, like, a brainy skull plus an eye patch. Oh, pirate. Yeah, the pirate skull. Of course it is.
Yes.
That was the first one.
Which would make a... I guess that would make, like, a supercharged pirate skeleton familiar.
Yeah, which I don't, you know...
And there's all... I think then the reason why we didn't think of that is there are already two good... some indeterminate number of good familiars in the zone you're talking about, so... I think that can stand. It don't have to.
Yeah, although we did have some. That'll probably go somewhere eventually. We've got some giant, difficult, epic familiar thing that we're tossing around ideas for. That'll be kind of interesting. Okay, so it looks like what was going on with the whip quest is that of the 5 whips that exist in the game, 3 of them were working and 2 of them weren't, for no other reason than I forgot to type the word whip into the item class field in the database for those 2. Basically, for the purpose of that quest, any whip is a whip.
I was afraid you had let the cream stay out too long or something.
You might say there is no whip but whip. The cream stay out too long. What?
The problem with whipping it in that case was that you've got to get to it before the cream stays out too long.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Seymouragoo says, hey, Jack, didn't there used to be an option to turn off images in the account menu? What happened to it? Oh, I see. It's in the miscellaneous inventory screen where I least expected it. Could that be changed to be in the account menu and apply to the mall as well? That might not be a bad idea. I mean, it's not such a big deal anymore. Like, before it was kind of a bandwidth issue, but we don't really have that problem anymore. I just didn't ever get rid of it because I think some people like it. Yeah. Let's see. Seamargo also says, I noticed that the system message is player ID 0 and gives an error when you click on the profile. That's not so much an error, is it? I mean, doesn't it actually say that this player profile could not be found?
Does it?
Like, yeah. Well, the reason that I made it player ID 0 is so that I could see them too. Because it was kind of taking me by surprise when I was in the chat. Because they used to just be for me, and it didn't show, you know, it doesn't show you your own messages in chat because those come from a different script.
Right.
So I did it that way so that I could see the countdown myself. But you know, I don't know. Maybe I should just make it so it doesn't create a link if it's player ID 0.
Some genius made a system message account number 540105 or something. That has gone to the disabled boneyard.
Yeah, it's still surprising to me that there are things that, people haven't done yet that haven't come up and already been disabled by us. Because we've got a thing where when we disable an account, you can never use that name again. So there, I think every variation of mod warning has now come up and been got rid of.
I'm waiting for someone to make mood warning. Caution, I am depressed. Make mood warning, because it's funny, I guess, to a point to make accounts based on weird crap we say on the radio, but then, you know, it's just another account that sits there, another player ID taken up.
Yeah, there's been enough of that. Tiny plastic ANUS, that kind of thing.
Let me do a quick shout out to the forum topic in the discussion thread. It's sticky this time, which is nice. 120 minutes of income tax with Chicken Mr. Skullhead is where you go to discuss, and people also post kind of a mini transcript of the show.
Oh, speaking of which, Shadow's Light wanted me to pimp. He's got a contest going in the forum for a portrait of the Ascension testing team, which there is a big chunk of prize for this contest. So any of you artists who haven't already seen this in the contest thread, it's a sticky, and it is called "All Right Ramblers, Let's Get Rambling," because what we want is the portrait of the team in the sort of style of the Reservoir Dogs guys walking down the street. He gives a picture example. We're taking I think 75 entries, and like I said, there's a big chunk of stuff, and there will be more stuff. I'm thinking about maybe tossing in a pair of Mafia Knickerbockers, which, as far as I know, are pretty much the most valuable item in the game. At least from what I've seen. I think Giggs threw in $50.
Wow.
As part of the prize. So, Boozer's drawing on his considerable reserves of rares to throw some stuff at the winners. We haven't gotten too many entries. It hasn't been there really long enough for the the guys who spend a lot of time on their stuff to put in the entries. But, we're taking plenty of entries, and this will be pretty cool. This will be a neat thing. So, anyway, check that out in the contest forum. Jabba Joe sent, and I got to agree with him on this, Mr. Skullhead, "Rock Me on the Dais," priceless. In case you guys weren't aware of this, all of the actual fight text for the Sorceress was put together in fairly short order by Mr. Skullhead, and it's among his best work as far as I'm concerned. I'm pleased with it.
Thank you very much.
Snotman brings something up. Maybe I've just died too much lately, but wouldn't it be nice if there were alternate death messages, like how you can get random messages while resting at your campsite? Yes. That's something. One thing that I've been looking at lately is how we can just get more of Mr. Skullhead's writing into the fights that people are seeing all the time. And so we're thinking about maybe adding, you know, messages that are specific to monsters: when you run away, when you fail to run away, when you get killed, when you kill them, that kind of thing. And, I think we'll probably get there. Just so you have something to do during your periods where there's nothing specific to work on.
And having spent a couple of months going through and putting in the attack text and seeing how well that's been received and how much fun that is, I think it would be a lot of fun to go through that again. I also want more capacity for attack text.
I'm definitely going to expand it, especially for the Sorceress, because that, you know, as funny as that stuff is, it does get kind of tedious if you have to fight her four or five times. make it so rather than... Because right now, you guys may not be aware of this, but there are only like 3 hit and 3 miss possibilities for each monster, and a lot of them only have 2, but we're going to make it so they can't have, I don't know, 6. 6 should be okay. There's apparently a new Jick remix, which I'll have to listen to at some point after the show.
I just downloaded it, and it doesn't look like it's too long, so we can go out on that.
Oh, why don't we? Hope it's not horrible. I'm sure it won't be. Do you know who did it? Oh, is it Lars DePunk? We'll see how that goes.
I like Lars DePunk. He sends me Ozymandias on my radio show on Friday.
Does that have anything to do with David Byrne?
Ozymandias? I don't think so. They're kind of a Mexican jazz dance kind of thing, but they do a lot of work with the rappers from Jurassic 5.
Ozymandias?
Yeah.
I feel like they had something to do with David Byrne. I don't know why that is.
Well, let's jump to the next question, and I'll do my research job.
Doesn't David Byrne have a record label?
Yeah, he might.
I thought it was. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think maybe Ozymandias released some stuff on Luwaka Bob, which I believe Luwaka Bob is David Byrne's. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Let's see. Ponkos says, Jick, what is the limit in the player profile for the quote? I put a bunch of stuff in there. I think it's probably 2,000 characters. Count. Profile. No, looks like 500. 500 characters is the limit for that quote. And what Janice is uber cool always tells me is that I'm using the word quote incorrectly and that it should be quotation. And what I always tell him is to shove it. Because the dictionary is on my side here. You can go either way with that. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead? Can you say, I have a... Like, describe something that somebody said as a quote by that person?
Yes, because it falls under that thing of... Technically, if you go deep into standard grammar, the quotation thing is an issue, but in normal speech and casual usage and not being a jackass and pissing people off, it's really not worth it.
Yeah. How does that? Why do you stand by your nauseous versus nauseated thing then? Because isn't that kind of the same?
Yeah, but you'll notice that if somebody around me who's not you says, I'm feeling
true.
Nauseous, I won't say anything because...
That is true.
Actually. All that really does is make me look like a prick. And
yeah, it makes you that guy.
Yeah, so many things that make me look like a prick. I don't need any more. Oh, by the way, Ponchos insists that it's Ponchos.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta keep doing that.
I always said that you knew that, and you were just doing it to be funny, so we placated him somewhat.
Sturlock says, and this is something that... Let me make absolutely sure that this is pushed, because this was on the very front burner of stuff to do after Ascension. Says, hi, I know you were busy with Ascension testing when this was brought up earlier, but I feel that the issue of the hedge puzzle being inaccessible to the blind needs to be addressed. Every time I want to ascend, I have to do the puzzle again, which requires a friend of mine to use my account. I don't mind that part so much, it's just a pain in the ass. It also makes me slightly apprehensive about frequent Ascensions. I know my friend doesn't mind helping me out, but I don't want to bug her every 5 or 6 days. P.S. Sorry about the long-windedness of this message, but I believe this is important. P.P.S. This is a similar issue with the field, but I'm not looking for immediate action. Okay, yesterday I added alt tags to the hedge maze puzzle. So, you'll be a perfect test case for this. Try it out. Tell me if there's anything you think I can do to those to make the description a little clearer. I tried to go for clarity rather than brevity there because almost nobody is going to see these, right? So I figure, if I was, let me know if there are any issues with it at all or if there's anything in it. I figured the worst possible thing is if the descriptions actually didn't correctly match up to what was going on because then you would just think you were crazy. But no, that should be taken care of. The field, that is, there's going to be a pretty significant interface overhaul to that pretty soon. To make it a lot easier to plant and harvest stuff in there. And when I do that, I will also add correct alt text to those images. And please, if you don't mind being the sort of unofficial liaison to the blind, if there's anywhere else that we can make this stuff work better with screen readers by, just putting in some stuff like that, then let me know. Because I'll gladly gladly put forth the effort to do that.
Boozer Bear said that you need to add title attributes and not just alt attributes for the blind stuff.
For the images? Why is that?
I don't know. It might be something to do with the way the Braille reader spits it out.
Okay.
Or if you have a text reader, maybe it's not looking at that.
Okay.
Field.
Okay. Well, that's something that we'll have to look into. Because, I mean, it's pretty easy to also throw that into a title attribute. I wasn't actually aware that you could do it with links before. There's actually some of that stuff in compact mode. Like, if you hover over the last adventure link, it now tells you where the last adventure is going to go. I wasn't aware that you could do that, like, tooltip text. At least in IE. I don't know how the tooltips work in Firefox and that kind of stuff. Mortis says, trivial bug reports, spelling errors, stuff like that. What should we do with them? It doesn't seem to make much sense using the report bug link unless you've collected a load of them. You could send them in as radio questions, but then we'd end up with a really boring show. Posting on the forums just clogs them up. Nonetheless, they're important to perfectionists like me. So my question is, how do you suggest we report them in a way that we'll see them given attention without causing too much inconvenience? The report bug link is just fine. Typically, at the end of every day that Zlyania is here reading the messages, she'll say, hey, got time for some typos? And I will say, yes. And she will just read me the messages that are about typos, and I'll correct them all at once. So please please stop reporting the typos in Examine, in Hank's mini storage. This one particular monster in the muscle zone is creating... What did you say the other day? It was over half of the messages were about those two things, which are not actually bugs, and still So anyway, don't feel like you can't use the report bug link to report typos, because I mean, if you've listened to this radio show, you know us well enough to know that we don't want typos or misspellings, and we especially don't want these occasional really unfortunate typos that make it seem like we don't know very basic grammar rules.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, every once in a while, one of us will just screw up on the it's thing, even though we totally understand it. And, what the mind is willing, but the hands are weak as they type. And, I would say we both want those fixed as soon as possible.
If it involves monster fights at all, like attack text or monster descriptions, or really item descriptions or text, I can fix those through if you drop me a K-mail or a forum private message. But for actual adventure text, it would need to go to JIC. So there are things I can poke, and there are things I cannot poke.
Yeah, and then eventually there will be more and more things that you can poke. I mean, that's really what every man hopes for, that over the course of their life, there grow to be more and more things that you can poke, as opposed to fewer and fewer.
Yep.
EPeters02 says, my friend just started playing KOL this weekend. Could you please re-roll out Ascension so that he can get the Ascension trophy? Sure. let's see. Yab says, why is it that in the Gnome area, some ends are preceded by G's and some are not? Is this inconsistency deliberate? Yes, it is deliberate, mostly because, you know, it's funny, but it's really annoying if you do it with every one of them we discovered. So
yeah, I wrote a lot of those, and I just pretty much put them in at random.
Yeah, they're just sort of peppered.
And they're pronounced the same way, so if you're like me and you kind of hear the words as you read them, you don't need to... have your brain say examine. It's just examine.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not gnomes.
EPeters02 also says, could you add a view item feature to the closet like there is at Hank's? That would save clicks moving between the closet and inventory. Yeah, that's actually something I want to do. Let's see. What are the three most important things you're working on now in the post-Ascension timeframe? Please tell me it's LAG, Clan Administration, and Asymmetric Publications LLC online store. Well, conveniently enough, yes, LAG, the Asymmetric Publications LLC online store, which I think is actually ready to go with the stock that we've got right now. I just got to, like I said before, we were actually connected to the radio. I'm about to be out of town for a couple of days, but then when I get back, I mean, it seems like we're cool to put the store up, like, at whatever point. I'd like to be here for the first few days, because I would imagine there's going to be a big burst of orders that I'm going to need to, you know, spend some time actually dealing with. But we got shirts, stickers, and glassware. And I got a bunch of stuff so that we can add a few new shirts. So we can start doing what Homestar Runner does, and occasionally, instead of adding new content, we can just put up an announcement that, like, hey, there's a new type of shirt available in the online store. That's the same as content. Not that I don't, you know, not that I don't love Homestar Runner to pieces, but yeah. Let's see. E. Peters 02 says, after defeating the Naughty Sorcerers, but prior to ascending, the Council asks you to bugger off. Isn't that about as severe as fuck off for UK folks? The latter doesn't appear in the game. I don't know. Or is it?
Wow, is it? I mean, maybe I've just been wrong all these years, but like Monty Python said bugger off a lot on BBC, like regular BBC TV.
Yeah, but they're not, I don't think they're really censored the way that we do stuff.
I don't know. Do they censor language on BBC TV?
I don't know. I mean, there were also like tits in Monty Python. I mean,
that's because we're the only country in the world that's that uptight about tits.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a like theocracy, a Muslim theocracy.
Shooting people in the face is okay, but seeing a nipple is gonna corrupt us.
Yeah, if only we could make nipples that fire some kind of bullet.
Yeah,
then shooting somebody in the face would be okay, and the nipple would just be there as the weapon.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, if you're in the UK and that's as offensive as all that, drop us a line. Because I used it instead of saying fuck off because it's less offensive in the U.S. So, you know, we don't want to have any.
What about
PG-13?
What about sawed off?
Like the sawed-off shotgun, which is a great joke to have in the game. A gun that you just fire at people and it makes them leave.
That's, yeah, okay. Huh. Yeah, no, I mean, if that is, I mean, yeah. You know, if that's something that is equivalent to that, to that audience, then, yeah, we should change it to something. Because, I mean, you know, like, not that we're super sensitive about that kind of thing, but yeah, like he says, I mean, we do want to maintain a PG-13 sort of level. Although, what does that even mean in Britain?
Their ratings are weird, but I think they have some kind of analog.
Some equivalent to where, like, you know, if you're in high school, it's okay for you to see things that somebody who's in 8th grade is not.
If you're
do they even
in the
have
8th
grade
or,
there?
Yeah. If you're in the equivalent of high school, in the equivalent of the United Kingdom, and, yeah. So, any other questions?
Well, Lil Mikey has one. He says, are there rares you can get adventuring drunk, like when you dream? Nobody willingly adventures drunk. In my opinion, those ads are a bit wasted. Pronounced Mikey. Oh, right, okay. Do you mean adventures are a bit wasted? I was trying to figure out what advertisements are a bit wasted. Well, of course they're wasted, because you're wasted when you go on them.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's rich.
That's a decent idea, actually. That would be pretty mean to put an ultra rare in the drunken stupor location.
Yeah.
I think basically no one would ever find it. But when somebody did, man, they'd be pretty happy. Flaren says, could spell damage, like melee damage, be accompanied by sound effects in blue? They're fun, and if I'm not paying attention to the battle text, inform me that I hit. Hit equals good. That's a good idea, actually. Maybe we'll come up with a list of sound effects for that and do the same thing. Let's see. A lot of people, including I Love Llamas, are asking about the status of custom avatars, and there will be another batch of those rolling out pretty soon. It is really time, and this sucks. This especially sucks for people who are going to be getting these in the future. We've got to crack down on the just ridiculous requests. Like, we can't just keep going as far as we're going to accommodate what people want in those avatars. Like, we've got to start dealing with the guidelines in some way. I mean, we might have to modify them a little bit, but the thing is that more of them come in than that take, you know, are going to take an hour to do them correctly than there are hours to spend on that in a day. And so it's just, I mean, it's not fair for the relatively simple ones that get caught in the shuffle. There's going to be a batch done. There's also going to be a batch of requests sent back to people. And we're going to have to get a little bit more strict about the guidelines in the future. I do apologize, because I realize, you know, this is something you've either spent a good deal of real money on or a good deal of game resources to acquire. But, it's just, you know, like I've said before, I never expected the kind of response to that thing that there is. And if I had known, then I probably wouldn't have started doing it. I feel bad about, you know, this just being something where sort of, you know, in a lot of ways it's like, right, I'm lazy a lot of the time, but then I have these sort of periods of time where I just bust my ass and get stuff done and everybody's happy, you know, so that's kind of an okay way to work. But this, I don't do as well as I should at just kind of staying on top of recurring responsibilities like that, and that's bad for people, and I feel guilty about it. Let's see. Tiki Manolio says, in addition to something about an offer, have you heard about the game Teyard? It is a complete copy of KOL, and I wonder if you plan on doing anything about it. It's not a complete copy of KOL. I mean, it's imitative, but it's their own artwork, it's their own writing. I mean, I've talked to the guy some who does it. I don't remember his name. But I always know when he messages me. But because they're having some kind of the same kind of technical issues I do. But you know, I mean, honestly, it kind of makes me happy that that's there. It's like, you know, the what they say about imitation and being the sincerest form of flattery. I mean, he was worried about some stuff, and he asked me. He's like, you know, I don't like. Is this going to make you mad if I do things in this way? And I'm like, dude, no. I mean, there are certain things where it's like, you know, there's really only one good way to do it. I mean, if you're doing like a turn-based game, and so don't feel like you can't, you know, make something that's similar to KOL or uses the same kind of mechanisms. I mean, don't rip us off. The thing is, I feel like, you know, if you're going to make a game and you don't have any ideas, it's not going to be successful if you're just, you know, using somebody else's ideas. But, you know, it's also like, you know, make some derivative thing, and it's good practice. Everybody starts out doing stuff like that. So no, you know, I'm not going to do anything about it. Why would I?
And the other thing is they didn't take any of the jokes and whatnot. Like, some of the mechanics are very similar, but some of our mechanics are very similar to every other RPG.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have an inventory, and you have to have, you know, a lot of them have pets that you can take with you, and what makes our game unique is not the code.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, like, I honestly don't feel that we have done anything really even remotely innovative with the mechanics. I mean, we just keep taking stuff and gluing it onto this. I mean, this game is about the writing, really, is what makes it different than other stuff, you know? And so, you know, yeah, it's like I said. You know, like I think the reason a lot of people probably think that this is more of a ripoff of us than it really is because there are a lot of people who've, like, never played any BBS door games and don't understand the extent to which Kingdom of Loathing is a ripoff of games that preceded it by 15 years. You know, so, yeah. No, that game makes me happy. It's not something I'm like, oh, those jerks trying to compete with me. I mean, you know, it's like, why would I not want other people to do this awesome, fun thing that I've done with my life, you know? I mean, this is cool. Why not? Crawley asks why I have forsaken you
Who's
on
Crawley?
This our wedding day. I don't know who Crawley is. Somebody that I forsook a long time ago and completely forgot about, I guess. Let's see. 6/20. The date says, man,
it's not late. No, it's early.
I'm off by 2 hours on how confused I am. Rangy says, do you like real foreign money in snail mail or Amazon donations better? I mean, whereas foreign money is kind of cool, it ends up sitting in this pile of foreign money that I have rather than going into the game's bank account. So, I mean, in that way, Amazon donations are preferable in terms of, you know, sustainability. But, you know, I don't know. Like, do both. Send me, like, a 5-unit object in your currency. And then an Amazon donation for the rest of it, and then we'll be cool. I'm got kind of just piles of Canadian currency. The people at the bank are getting really irritated with me. Even though I said, I'm like, look, you know, I'm going to have to do this, like, once a week for a long time. Is there any way that we can make this faster? Because every time I go in there, they have to, like, look through these books of currency and you know, say, like, yes, this is legitimate. Yes, this one is legitimate as well. Yes, this one is. And a lot of people, I think, are just sending Canadian money that they've had laying around since they were infants. And so we've got, like, several generations of differing in appearance Canadian currency, which is interesting. Link226 says, how many applications do you get to your clan every day? I don't even pay attention to it. Moron2020 says, "Hello, I have a question regarding the detective skull. How can a skull be a hat, especially one wearing a hat of its own? Please shed some light on this particular peculiar headgear." Well, the skull is definitely is eventually going to be a different category of equipment, which doesn't exist yet, but will. And the reason I made it a hat is because it needed to be equipment, and I figured that made more sense than a accessory. Although almost none of the accessories really make any sense as accessories. I think we're even starting to break internal consistency there, because there's, you know, no way, there's something that nobody's found yet, so I can't spoil. So, never mind. Mayuron says, "I'm interested in whether or not the new Smurf familiars have their own equipment slash item," and I'm saying Smurf because that's the all-purpose spoiler word. "If so, a tip might be appreciated." Well, if you want to get the accessories for the new Smurfy Smurfs, you're going to have to Smurf that particular Smurf several times. So it'll take a number of ascensions for people before those show up. I believe it's not even possible for anybody to have gotten one of those yet.
Hmm.
I don't think it's physically possible.
I'll have to talk to you about that later when I wouldn't have to Smurf every other word.
Okay.
Smurf the Smurfing Smurfers.
Exactly. Let's see. Mecha Buster says, "So, I'm having a terrible time killing the naughty sorceress. I'm an accordion thief, and so all I have is Moxious Maneuver. Any help you can give me, I would love you forever." Well, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be creative in your use of equipment and your use of combat items. We tested it, and it is definitely possible to defeat the sorceress as an accordion thief. A number of people have done it, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, there doesn't seem to be any big disparity in who's been able to beat her and who hasn't. You gotta kind of approach it creative. You can't approach it like the rest of the fights in the game. You have to sort of experiment with stuff. You have to kind of mess with stuff. Is there a level 12 skill for Disco Bandit, says JLE. If not, why not, since there's one for Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, and Pastamancer. Yeah, I believe right now that some of the classes have 12 skills and some of them have 11. Now, I don't know. Wait, I thought Disco Bandits got 12 once I added the cocktail crafting skill. Maybe they only had 10 before. I think Accordion Thieves have one more skill than all the other classes so far. If only this was the sort of thing that I could check
quickly and easily
by perhaps having access to the database that the game runs on. Let's see. From skills.
While you're typing and talking, which is not your strong point.
No, it's certainly not.
Admittedly by you, so I'm not just being a jerk.
No, you're not just being a jerk.
Yeah. Link226 says, "Is the reference in a certain new item to Widdershins, a Neverwhere reference?" Actually, Widdershins really is the way to say. What is it? Widdershins is clockwise, or Widdershins is counterclockwise?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that is the old school way of saying that. I picked that up from Discworld, where there are the only directions on Discworld are going towards the pole, towards the rim, and around clockwise or around counterclockwise, and they use Widdershins. So it's more of a Discworld reference and more of just a... That's one of those weird old words that, you know, I like me some weird old words.
So it's looking like... I think there's one sort of deprecated, no longer existent seal clubber skill in this mix, but it looks like Disco Bandits do have one fewer skill than the other classes. Everybody's got 13 skills, except for Disco Bandits, who have 12.
Hmm.
But I believe, actually, that Seal Clubbers only have 12, because I think, and let me make absolutely sure here, yeah, one of the 13 that I'm seeing for Seal Clubbers is the Lunge Smack skill that doesn't exist anymore. Maybe we'll have to come up with something high-end for Disco Bandits to do. Is there a way, says Neville Den Jacoby, you can make it so people on your contact list come up alternately colored when they emote in chat? Kind of makes it hard to attentively lurk. Do they not? I was under the impression that they did, and people were bitching a long time ago because they were confusing their contact emoting with private messages. Not realizing that they weren't italicized. Or something. I don't remember.
I've never had that option turned on, so I can't really say.
Yeah, I haven't either. Maybe it's because I tend to hang out in channels where 90% of the people are on my contact list.
Right.
But that gets irritating as hell. I'm actually finding that I'm enjoying the chat coloring feature more than I ever thought I would. Like, it was something that I thought, you know, like, this is one of those things that people say, like, oh, that'd be nice, but once it got there, they wouldn't really use it. But turns out they would, apparently. That seems to have gone over pretty well. Canada is Fun says, is there ever going to be a cooler term for bedtime? I guess not.
You can always listen to the They Might Be Giants song, Bed, 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 right before bed. That makes bedtime itself a little cooler.
So a lot of people, let's see, Wigglebot, dear Jick, I'm sorry I told everyone that you lost your right nut in a childhood weed whacker incident. I didn't mean to make light of such a traumatic event. And then Freak Nasty says, Jick, I was deeply upset to hear that you had lost a testicle when you were a child. Please accept my deepest condolences. No, I got both my nuts. Monsieur Bob says, since I heard of your unfortunate mishap around yard equipment as a young boy, I cannot bring myself to punch you in the stomach again for not finishing my avatar yet. Wow. Cananada says, what the hell is with this show? Don't you guys have anything better to do on a Monday night?
As a matter of fact, we do, but we choose to spend this time with you.
Yeah.
Fucker. Come on, sir.
Spoonie Bard 121 says, hey, Jick and Scully, thank you for implementing Ascension so I would have a reason to see the new harem adventure. When I first saw the title of It's the Bard, my waffle was raffle. Okay. The microbrewery states, says Antipode, you may not drink booze while you are on the oxygenarian path when I am a teetotaler. Is this a typo or just a slip-up in how the path is determined? That is, guessing... excuse me for burping without turning off my mic, which I'm beginning to do once per show, at least. I didn't throw up in my mouth that time, though, in case you were wondering. Let me look there at the brewery and see if I've screwed something up. If path... I got it. If you're booze-teferian, it was calling you a teetotaler. But if you're booze-teferian, you can't drink there.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, I screwed that up in a bunch of places. It was just the message, though. Like, it was actually working correctly, it just wasn't telling you the right thing. All right, that's fixed. Thank you, Antipode, or Antipode. Let's see. SpoonieBard121 says, also for a question about the signs, some blank... No, some Smurf. Smurf.
Some of these signs and paths are stupid combinations.
Yeah. Is there a stupid combination if one is going non-pathed hardcore? Here's the thing. I lost the sheet of paper on which I wrote down what the signs were going to do. And the code for the way those work is all over the place, so I totally don't remember what all of them do. And I don't really have any easy way to check. So I don't think so. I believe that they will all be useful in non-path hardcore.
Because all of the signs are geared... None of the signs, I would say, are geared towards character interaction.
Yeah, they're certainly not.
So we're good.
There's none that affect buffing or being buffed or anything that... anything you can't do. There's none of them that affect anything in the mall. So really, yeah. That's There's the point. Joe is Me says, will we ever see new pictures for the goatlet monsters? I was adventuring there today, and it struck me that I was seeing the same picture for all three goats. I thought the drunk goat had little drunk sparkles around his head.
It does.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt to put something else in there. I think that's the only zone with only three monsters.
No.
Except the frat boys are all...
Well, there's more. There are a bunch of different kinds of frat boy.
Right.
I think, because of the...
There are three of them.
There are also like nine that are nine different hippies.
Yeah.
L Driver says, so far we have options to ascend without booze and without food. Would it ever be possible to ascend sans familiars? They seem to be the only things from a previous life that carry over, and I think for the true starting all over again feeling, it would be fun to ascend with no familiars. I remember how happy I was when I first obtained my little mosquito from the woods, then moved up to other familiars. You said that our ability to ascend would totally be a reflection of our skill in KOL rather than the amount of meat we had accumulated by donating, playing the market, being around during bug meat or what have you. However, not everyone, as a matter of fact, very few people, are able to afford some of the best familiars that are necessary to own in order to be on an even playing field with other ascenders, such as a Crimbo Elflin. Yeah, that's a good point. Jill O'Lantern or Cheshire Bat. Thank you. P.S. Larger character limits for PMs might be nice, because that was over 6 private messages. But brevity is the soul of wit. And I'm facilitating that. We were looking at that. I mean, there are some puzzles in the game that would have to be pretty dramatically changed for you to be... I mean, I guess if it was an ascension where you didn't get to keep your old familiars, then that would be better than a just no familiars ascension.
Hmm.
I mean, I want to say that the sorceress would be almost impossible without a familiar to defeat.
Without at least 3 of them at level 22.
Well, right, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, not even that.
I think she is talking about just starting over with an empty terrarium.
Starting over with an empty terrarium, yeah. That might be... But then, I mean, what do you do? Like, because then, you know, you have a mosquito from before whose name is Chudley, and then you get a new mosquito and name it Dudley. Then what happens? I mean, if you ascend again...
Without that option.
Yeah, then do you keep your previous one? I mean, like...
Well, perhaps you have... So you have your empty terrarium. You fill it. If you're on that path, then when you ascend, all of the familiars you got in that ascension just vanish, and your regular terrarium comes back.
What if you bought a Mr. Store familiar in that?
Yeah, then...
I mean, so then...
Therein lies a rub.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But I'm sure you know all your familiars but the Mr. Store familiar.
Yeah. Scotty Girl C says, "Could Joe the Records Guy?" Sorry, L Driver. That's something to think about. We do on our little to do list forum thing. We've got a place where we're talking about how we might go about doing the no familiar ascension. The one problem that I have with doing that is the paths are going to start getting weird and multiplicative. I mean, if you do a, you know, Booze Teferian no familiar run or a teetotaler no familiar run, I mean, how many leaderboards are we going to have for those, you know?
Right.
They're already kind of cumbersome. Not as much as I thought, because of Xenophobe pointing out how easy it is to do the JavaScript hiding sections of the obligatory Xenophobe mention, by the way, hiding sections of the leaderboards one at a time, which I think works out pretty well. But, yeah, speaking of the Hall of Records, Scotty Girl C says, could Joe the Records Guy give us up-to-the-moment stats on how many of each character type are in the kingdom? By class, by hardcore, softcore, unascended, by path, it would be cool. Actually, that would be pretty cool. Yeah. If, yeah. Now, see, I started reading something else, and so I've totally lost whatever it is that I was going to say. Yeah. I would actually be interested in seeing those statistics myself. You know, they would probably update every hour, like everything else did. But I wonder where those should go. Maybe on... we've been talking about having a sort of a front page to the Hall of Records that's the sheet you get when you first walk in there, as opposed to having it default to the weird leaderboards where it would show you, like, your standings the way that it does, and...
Maybe how many accounts and people played today, and
that's kind of that'd be interesting, an interesting place to put those statistics that we've been saying that we were going to put in for a long time.
I really enjoy looking at those things. I'm sure others would.
Yeah, I think you're right. So yeah, Gig says, could you please mention tater tots? Just mention them. Tater tots rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Tater tots, it does. Aldous says, I know I'm not alone in saying I heart the bugbears and naugas. Do you think we'll ever see either in familiar form? Maybe someday. Can you make it so, says Shrew Teeth, when you have two of an item and use multiple of that item, you will automatically use both of that item instantly?
Huh.
I'm not entirely sure that I understand that. If what you want is for use multiple to always default to all of that item that you have, I think almost everyone would disagree with you about that functionality. If that's not what you mean, then, yeah. Then explain in more detail what you do mean. Let's see. A lot of people are saying I'd rather have it the old way. For number two, I'd like keeping the accessories when you put on the pre-made outfits. Yeah. Most of the time, says Mortis, I want to be in disguise or whatever, but keep certain accessories on. So, okay. I think that, yeah. I think generally consensus is that probably when you put on, like, the Bugbear outfit, it shouldn't undress you first, and when you put on the custom outfit, it should.
All right.
And every single person playing the game is Shorebots. Every single person who said anything about this says to do it that way. So, yeah. All right. Wow. And a lot of people, really a lot of people said that. Are there problems with the radio mirrors, Mr. Skellen?
As far as I know, nobody remembers how to change those on Chatbot.
Uh-oh.
So, as Fuso the Bomb was saying earlier, that there really aren't any known mirrors for the show tonight, but we don't know how to take them out of Chatbot.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. He also said that he was frequently dipping below 200 people, though. So we may just be in summer doldrums.
It's not very popular anymore. Yeah.
Summer doldrums failed to have a blast. Summer doldrums didn't happen nearly fast enough. But we're at 200 right now.
Okay, man, I've had that song stuck in my head all day, and I finally got it out, and now you've what? Where did that even come from?
I have no idea. Why did I have strawberry wine in my head?
Word summer? I mean, that was enough to just get the... God damn it, man. Seriously, I've just been, like, wandering around, making up my own lyrics to the goddamn song from Greece about whatever was in front of me. Including, tell me more, metal lizard in floor.
Because
I was walking through the mall and there was a metal lizard on the floor. Really sort of in the floor. And then I think I saw a movie poster which led the next verse to be, tell me more, Heather Locklear's a whore. And it actually rhymed.
If Heather Locklear were a whore, the money we would spend.
What, really?
Yeah, Heather Locklear's an attractive... older woman.
Attractive older woman, yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
Zach's Mind says, my main reason now for not ascending is that I still have 9,000 turns of Fat Loot, 45,000 turns of Polka, and 22,000 turns of Seal Clubbing Frenzy and can't carry it over. Why can't I take it with me? Because that would be hugely unbalancing.
Yeah,
Because no one should ever have had that many...
Yeah, nobody should have had that many turns of any of those buffs, and this is sort of the mechanism for making that happen. I mean, if you want to really play the game, you gotta give that up. Let's see. Frazzlehoon says, why not keep stat leaderboards for those not ascended? You mean, like, the stat leaderboards for those not ascended?
Oh, by the way, thanks to Shark Eater and...
I'm glad that this actually came up. They sent us the best pack. Frazzlehoon sent me a hoverboard. Let's see. Let me read. No, wait a minute. Which one? No, I'm sorry. It was actually Sharky. What they sent in this package, among these other things, was this one of those little round boom boxes with a CD player and stuff. And in the cover letter, Shark Eater writes, just so you know, the story behind why I sent some of these things, the boombox is my hoverboard. When I'm too tired to walk, I press a button and it starts floating and I float on it. Even if things get heavy, we all float on. Float on, Modest Mouse. You managed to make me even lazier by sending me this hoverboard and a bag of money and razor blades, which was cool, and some pencils Frazzlehoon writes of the pencils in this letter. Let's see. Unsharpened pencils, and then in parentheses, ready in seconds. Just add sharpener. Because, no, this was seriously a cool package. Inari sent a cool package the other day, too, with some toys and stuff in it. But this one definitely wins the surreal package award for this year. But thanks a lot, guys. And I still need to actually process the money and get you guys your stuff. But I was waiting until I could actually do something cool for you. But maybe I should just send you some Mr. Accessories for now. And yeah, also a copy of Leaves of Grass, which I haven't read and should read. And a bunch of coffee enhancing items. Yeah, all in all, an interesting and fun package. Speaking of package, I watched Labyrinth again yesterday.
Were you speaking of David Bowie's prominent package?
Yeah, it was really just, I'd forgotten how much of a just a distraction that is.
Yes, the balls of the Nobgoblin King.
Indeed.
Which is another thing I have to ask you about. It's really exciting being, like, the level of involvement I have, because sometimes things will just go straight from one of our other idea farms, like Riff and Hot Stuff, and they'll go straight into implementation, so I have no clue what's going on. It's kind of groovy, but I do like writing the puzzles more than figuring them out, so I'll usually just ask that everything be explained.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I would have a hard time if... I mean, it would be neat if there was a set of circumstances under which some puzzle could go in that I would then have to solve, but it just never happens because I have to write them all. Question on chat colors, says Lucky Lass. My contacts don't change colors when they emote, and when I set a color to a channel, it doesn't change color either. That's weird. Tried different browsers, but nothing. Help. It could be that you're using a 40-year-old Macintosh, like Hot Stuff is, because he ends up with some weird problems because of that. I don't know. The actual chat color thing, if the channel color thing doesn't work, like, I've gotten really no bug reports about that. You're the second person to say that the contacts don't change color when they emote, which I might have just screwed something up there. Tell me whether you're using the new chat or the old, and B, tell me what browsers and what operating system you've tried, and we'll see. Kriog says, love the game, I have two things. I used to have two things until the tragic weed whacker accident. Number one, did Jick ever get Wizardry 8? No, I never, I played... You know, I played the first Wizardry, but I didn't actually own it. I mean, this was like when I was in junior high or something, when it was relatively new. But no, I never saw Wizardry 8. And then two, if you're not a hardcore seal clubber, then you cannot get a chrome weapon. That kind of sucks for us Oxy hardcores. Well, I mean, that's just an advantage that seal clubbers have in hardcore that other classes don't. There will be more stuff you can get that gives you more adventures per day, like stuff that will probably work in lieu of chrome weapons. But, you know, probably not as good as those, because that's, you know, just that's one of the benefits of being a seal clubber. Let's see. Sephiroth says, 100 blank white cards, poons. I love it, and so does my friend's sister, who makes many alcohol drinking cards. All right. ANUS18 says, where in the Hall of Smackdown do we do the chin-ups? There's a chin-up bar that folds down from the ceiling, which is not pictured.
Yeah, the ceiling of hardly anything is pictured once you're inside of it.
Yeah. Garland says, wait, why not have the champions for clan warfare play some sort of little strategy game? That way stats won't matter too much. That's there will definitely be, at the very least, some kind of rock, paper, scissors arrangement with clans doing various things, so that it won't just be such that, like, the biggest and richest clans necessarily dominate the clan versus clan leaderboards, kind of the way they do now. Yeah. Yeab says, is the problem with whips the same reason that, say, the little paper umbrella is not classed as an umbrella and the tiny plastic sword is not a sword? Yeah, that's exactly that same problem, and why don't I fix those as well? I thought that fairly recently I did make it so the tiny plastic umbrella was an umbrella-class weapon.
The tiny plastic umbrella or the little paper umbrella?
The tiny paper, little paper umbrella. Yeah, sorry. I'm reading ahead. No, it is. The little paper umbrella is now an umbrella class weapon. And I I feel like when I fixed that, I also fixed the tiny plastic sword, because they were both pointed out to me at the same time. Tiny plastic sword is not a sword. I don't think anything actually acts on the sword classification right now. That's something that I should probably spend some more time on. Let's see. The change in the amount of turns being beaten up, says Tuffy, from 3 to 4 on certain NPCs really sucks. Why this change? If that's happening, it's a bug. So let me know what you mean.
We were talking about that last week.
Were we? I remember that coming up, but I don't remember what.
Oh, awesome. Somebody has created an account called Jake's Right Testicle and using it to spam the radio channel.
Sweet.
Yeah. But not for long. Have we made it so if an account gets disabled, it gets kicked out of chat?
Or gets kicked offline? I believe so.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Hot Stuff got a new computer. Woo!
Did he?
That's
groovy. Oh, it's actually Jolk's Right Testicle, so...
Oh! That was pretty clever, dude.
But it will not save you, Jake's Right Testicle.
Morbanks also, if there was anything that would save you, Jake's Right Testicle, I would have liked to have had it when I was a child. You know, if one was missing, how would you know... I mean...
Which one it was?
You'd remember, yeah. I mean, because it seems like the one would just kind of expand to fill the available space.
So testicles are like goldfish?
Yeah.
That's a good quote to go in the discussion thread.
In many ways, testicles are like goldfish. You know, like you can get those crackers that are shaped like testicles that you eat in the milk.
And, products. You know, the little plastic castle is a surprise every time for my testicle.
That's true. It's kind of a painful surprise. Seltzer Duke says, the day count on Ascension board seems to be buggy. Yeah, tell me about it. My last run was on its 5th day, but registered as a 6. A clanmate had his run go from 3 to 4. Is this under/over-reporting issue up for a fix? It definitely is. That's one of the other front-burner things. It basically, we figured out, and I was talking to Hot Stuff about this for a while, I'm trying to figure out a bit. The problem is that ascensions are stored by the timestamp of when they occurred. And in order to get the number of rollovers that have occurred between, you know, one ascension and another, I just divide that by, a day's worth of seconds and say that's how many rollovers. And then I add one for the rollover that ascension, the act of ascending, sort of creates for you, the artificial rollover there. But that doesn't work because if you ascend at noon and then the next time you ascend it's at 1 o'clock, that's going to be an extra day. Compared to if you ascended at 11 o'clock the last time. So don't modify your behavior. What needs to happen is that I need to modify the way that code works and sort of retro-adjust all of the other all of the already existing ascensions according to the new formula that I do. So that's, and that's, it's a known issue, and it's something that I was under the impression that, I mean, the problem there is that we didn't start. We figured out that there was going to be this degenerate case where somebody could ascend using just very, very few adventures if they leveled themselves up just by eating. Like if they had a multi that they just fed like the best food ever and they only spent adventures when it was absolutely required, they would eventually just like have this retarded line on the speed ascensions board. So it's based on the number of, we decided to start keeping track of the number of days as well as the number of adventures and just sorting by days, comma, adventures in the leaderboards. And, so that was something we didn't think of because that came into play and started being tracked fairly late in the testing process. And it just didn't happen. Everybody was keeping such weird hours during the testing that I don't think people would have noticed. I don't think the testers would have noticed if that was happening. Thrarin says, today I took my sweet new Smurf to a modified 20 pounds and took it to the penultimate fantasy airship. It did nothing. No attack messages, no fail messages. Is that normal or did something get fnerded? That's weird. Has anybody else experienced that with good old number 6655321? Because if so, let me know, and we'll see if I didn't maybe screw something up in the fight script. I don't think so. Let's see. And, okay, Oodaloop points out that if store-required outfits remove accessories, then it would force people with Mr. A's or other attribute increasers to lose hit points or mana points. That's a good point. Zare says, can you please allow us to select default attacks and default rewards for PvP? I want to attack for flowers, but if I forget to change it every time, I lose a turn. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. ANUS18 says, why are the moons never both full at the same time? I want to see both moons full so I can be fully mooned. Well, because you can't change the way physics works, man.
ANUS18, I have to respect him because he's really fixated on one thing and one thing alone. And, man, even me, I'm not that obsessed with the ass.
Yeah?
That's, yeah. That's all he ever talks about.
Let's see. Magical Marinara says, how do you feel about the rise of the phonics? I've seen the thread title, but I didn't read it because it was really long. I don't know what that is.
There's a rumor that if somebody collects a million phonics downs and sends it to you, you'll put the phonics in the game.
Huh.
That's not really the way that those things work, and you gotta let us have a couple of narrative threads open, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point there'll be a phonics, maybe that will only be referred to in Legend, you know. If you've read your Lord of the Rings, you know that things sometimes work that way.
Yeah. Garland says, the topic in the forums about the game being too hard to complete is getting hot. Are you still planning on making things a bit more solvable? Which thread specifically are you talking about, Garland? Let me know.
If it's our max thread, I thought that one pretty much cooled off.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, this is from today, right? Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I haven't really seen, unless it's a thread that's just got... I mean, maybe it's the You Are Fighting the Naughty Sorceress one? I don't know. Like, maybe I need to read that. I have this problem with the forums where once a thread gets longer than a page, I just tend to not want to read it. Which is bad. But it's very rare that unless I'm following something before it gets that big, that I will read one with a bunch of numbers at the bottom of it. I would much rather have a bunch of small threads than a few very large ones. ANUS18 says, what's the difference with the chat colors between black and default? Yeah, that's a good question. Because I guess... Well, no. Default on the chat channel names is green. For you and for your contacts, it's black. So that's the difference. Yeah. And I mean, default means you don't have anything set. So that's different than having black set. I mean, which, yeah, whatever. Farmer Bob says, Firefox does not support alt tags to be displayed. Title tags are the HTML standard way of doing tooltips. I refuse to believe that there's any such thing as HTML standards. But, okay, I'll also do title tags. Cryptic Angel asks, what are alt tags? I understand they make content accessible to the blind, but, like, how? What does it do? Well, in Internet Explorer, it's the thing that shows up if you hover the mouse over an image. It's the little tooltip. But also, Smacktart says, the last line of this Smurf work Smurf Smurf haiku has six syllables instead of five, does it? That doesn't seem like the kind of thing that would have slipped past you.
No, it certainly doesn't. I wish I had one. Let's see, I know someone who does. Let me keep talking and I'll check.
Dude, it totally does.
No way.
Yes, it does. Spills the red, red Croovy.
So I get rid of one of the reds.
Well, right.
That's a typo. But
that's not a typo. It was cut and pasted.
I can count to five.
Or it could be spills red, red Croovy.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's what I originally intended, so... you know, in the same way that George Lucas originally intended to have Greedo shoot first.
Greedo shoot first.
And Han Solo to say, I love you back to Princess Leia.
What?
He said that, you know, not a day goes by that he doesn't regret making Harrison Ford, or not making Harrison Ford say, I love you too, instead of I know.
Well, there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't regret doing one of the actual interesting.
Well, it seems like
emotional aspects of that whole thing. I mean,
completely by accident that Han Solo has any balls at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I remember seeing an interview with George Lucas where he was saying that he really wishes that he could go back and change the parts of Indiana Jones that made him seem very cowardly, like when the guy waves a sword around and then he shoots him.
Yeah.
I mean, which, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's
but apparently it's cowardly. I mean, like if somebody's coming at you with a club and you have, like, a policeman, what you're supposed to do is, to not be a coward, I mean, what, you let the policeman with the gun stop this guy from hitting you with the club? No. The thing to do is to pull out your own club and have a little mano a mano. You coward.
Boy, I need to stop reading interviews with George Lucas because the more that you hear about him, the more it seems like the stuff he's done that's good has been good purely by accident.
Or, I mean, maybe by the subtle manipulation of other people that he was involved with
right.
in different periods of time. I'm gonna hop up and go to the bathroom and get a beer, but preferably not in that order. I sometimes like to drink beer while I'm urinating, because it's like beer goes in, beer goes out, beer goes in, beer goes out.
Yeah. So I'll take on a couple questions. Sure. Mortis says, Bugger Off is nowhere near as offensive as Fuck Off for British people. There is censorship on the BBC, but only before 9 p.m. generally. Okay, so that explains the titties on Monty Python. Tell American listeners to stop presuming about my cultural sensibilities. American listeners, Mortis has warned you. Yes. Let's see. EvanR73, Dear Jake and Scully, have you considered a line of KOL jewelry? I'd love to have a tiny Mr. A on my navel ring. I know someone else who would like a Mr. A pendant. Are we talking glass jewelry or, like diamond-encrusted Mr. A's or bling that's actually blingy or, yeah. Because the glassware we started on with a fellow who kind of vanished. So that's the problem with a lot of our ideas for stuff. We get people who are interested in doing things, and we give them the okay, and then they kind of vanish. But the other part of the problem is figuring out how to mass-produce stuff. It's been a year now, and we just now, finally, cross your fingers, figured out the the comic book, so we might actually be able to get that printed. So, the more merchandise, we'd love to have merchandise that people want to buy. It's just tricky. Oh, and if you know anything about making plastic or PVC familiar sets, like Homestar Runner did PVC sets, if you know anything about how to go about doing that, please do contact us.
Or if you know the Homestar Runner guys and can get us an email address that they'll actually answer.
Then we can ask them.
Yeah, then we can ask. I mean, like that. Seriously, I think the thing to do would be to get in touch with somebody that has done something on a similar scale, and I feel like, I mean, at this point, it's not too presumptuous to say that we're doing something on that scale.
Yeah.
Good deal there. Bashy just want to express utter hatred for Tater Tots. Bashy somehow by accident pull 16 of them for Ascension, thus ruining chance to break a speed record. Bashy, our hater of Tater.
Don't be a Tater hater.
Yoda, why you gotta be a player hater? You know that I must confront Vader. Have you seen that, the Star Wars Gangster Rap Flash animation?
Sadly, no.
No, it's pretty funny. Hey, did I tell you, by the way, just because no 10 dozen minutes of Jake and Mr. Scuttlehead is complete without me finding out something amusing that's fucked up about my house?
Mm-hmm.
I've discovered a really cool way of washing the floor on my screened-in porch.
Yeah, boy.
Running the kitchen sink.
Huh, you got a leak under there?
It's draining into the wall, apparently, which then seeps out onto the screened-in porch. Sweet.
Well, if it's not a high enough level to mess up your pool table, I guess that's better than having it on your carpet.
Well, I guess. It would have to go a lot further to get to any carpet, because, I mean, it's in the kitchen. I mean, what it is there's I put in this garbage disposal, and some of the plumbing under the sink is still like the original plumbing that didn't actually get replaced when that was done. So there's this thing that keeps, like, the garbage disposal shakes the pipes loose, and then the dishwasher drains just into underneath the sink, that cabinet. Hmm. And apparently there's just giant holes that lead from there to outside.
Awesome.
Mortis says, bugger off is nowhere near as offensive as fuck off for British people.
Oh, I read that.
Yes.
It seems to be the consensus. We've got three Brits now that have said bugger's not really offensive at all. That you've got bugger off, sod off, and fuck off in degree of offensiveness.
Really? Sod off is worse than bugger off?
Yeah. Huh. Although it really should be that sod is worse than fuck off, because sod is short for being sodomized, so being fucked is generally nicer than being sodomized.
Yeah, but I mean,
certain circumstances.
The word sodomize is certainly less offensive than the word fuck. I mean, in terms of like what you could get away with here. You know what I mean? I mean, like, even though what buggery technically means like ass fucking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's just like the word. Amazing Mupa says, why is it impossible to wear two enchanted brass knuckles? You should at least wear two since you have two hands, huh?
Well, if you have the brass knuckles on the hand that's holding your weapon, it makes it hard to hold the weapon.
Right.
Not that accessories go on your
hands. It's just one of those things where that was a little too powerful, so rather than nerfing it, we decided to make it so you can only use one at once. Yeah. Reading more stuff. Then Narpas says, putting an ultra rare in the drunken stupor is like putting them in the mine. Try it out sometime. Get yourself an IDMG. Real pain in the ass. Well, these things aren't supposed to be easy to get, you know?
And you shouldn't be able to get them on purpose. That's
exactly.
You must let go, young Padawan, of your idea that any item in the game should be yours for the having.
Right. Let's see. Madame Defarge says, also, now that Ascension is implemented, will you please, please consider designing a new adult form Cheshire? Just look how tiny and small mine is. The thing is, I can't get the level of detail in there without, like, so far there's no item, or although now I guess that Rage of the Reindeer picture actually goes off the frame because I also couldn't do that really. I mean, I couldn't make a reindeer head with any sort of expression, you know, but I could do half a reindeer head with some expression, which, I mean, I guess that's a reasonable conceit for an effect, you know. I normally don't let things going off the frame of the image, but I, you know, just randomly pulled out of my ass the size of these images, and I made them very, very small. So it's surprising, you know, what you can do with 30 pixels. But shout out to Max Demian for putting together. I had forgotten to put together a picture for the Clockwork Detective skull, and he put one together out of my existing artwork that looked fabulous. It was better than what I would have done. So thanks, man. Not that there's any such thing as that. I meant the Smurf work.
Man.
Smurf.
I love it when you screw up, because usually I'm the one who screws up, and yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The Muffin King. The Muffin King says, the Clockwork Detective skull? What? That's weird.
Frazzleton says, I hope you didn't throw that box that I sent you away because of the junk in it, because it had over $200. No.
I don't throw away anything, man. You should see my house. It's piles and piles of garbage.
Full of empty 2 liters and bottles of beer.
Odysseus the Attack House says, Jick, do you listen to Queen? I've been known to listen to Queen on occasion. I don't own any Queen.
I have the greatest hits. But I have the damn greatest hits that doesn't have Bohemian Rhapsody on it.
Oh, yeah?
So.
I mean, that's one of those songs that, like, I don't know. I don't dislike it. I don't think it's a bad song, but I just can't imagine ever, like, listening to it on purpose.
Hmm.
You know? I mean, it's, like, it's too long. It's, yeah. Okay, everybody's saying that in Firefox, contacts are not colored when they emote. Um, let me see. This was mentioned quite some time ago. Says Ashimali, you did say it would be changed. Turtle Slinger should be a ranged weapon. Okay. I will make Turtle Slinger a ranged weapon while Mr. Skullhead answers another question.
Home on the ranged weapon. Goddamn, it's warm in my room right now. Have
it's
you noticed
warm in
that,
this state right now?
Heater that computers are kind of more efficient space heaters than most space heaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have the benefit in my office of the exhaust on the computer blowing almost directly onto the thermostat, though. So it keeps it colder in here than it probably should be.
Yeah. Mondo King gets no cookie because he says the line "spills the red, red groovy" is a quote from Rob Zombie. Is it not? No, it is not. Clockwork Orange book and film would be where that comes from. Yes.
Right.
People were talking earlier about actual jewelry being sold for, you know, like a she wanted to have a Mr. Accessory dangling from her navel ring or some kind of Mr. Accessory pendant or pendant. Mm. And that was while you were away and right before I said, if anybody knows how to make the PVC stuff, let us know.
I see. I mean, I don't think we could really make and sell Mr. Accessories. It's got to be illegal to just make something that's a smiley face and sell it.
Hmm. You suppose?
It's got to be in violation of something. Finn Eldar tells a funny joke. How do you spell Canada? C-A-N-A-D-A.
No-hoo.
Let's see. Are you ever going to add on to Little Canadia, says Primavera Angel Hair, since you've admitted in the past it is not as developed? It has many secrets that the other places don't have, which are starting to be discovered. But, Totally. Snotman says, 4 words, no pants ascension path. That would be tricky, as there are a ton of things that require outfits that require pants.
And the completely nude ascension path, which is just impossible to beat.
D. Klein says, I accidentally used my mosquito before taking it to the council. I've used a ton of adventures, and I'm wondering if it was changed to a one-time drop. Well, when I added it as a council quest, it was changed to a one-time drop. And also made it so you couldn't use it if the council was waiting for one. If you did this, like, months ago, then send a message to me and Sly can take care of it. Could there, says Zare, possibly be fewer encounters at the Knoll? There's a ton of randomness there right now, whether you get a Crossrayer or a Fly Slayer. The appropriate items makes a huge difference if you're lucky enough to get them right off instead of taking 100-plus turns. Yeah, I mean, that's something that came up during testing. We did, for the absolutely essential items, we made it more likely that you're going to hit those specific monsters. But, Grok the Mad confirming his suspicions that you rule. Hi, JNS, you rule, but Canada does not, at least compared to the other post-ascension areas. What are your thoughts? And that's, they will all get stuff. Added, but Canada first. You know, there'll probably either be some, like, in disguise adventures, there'll be maybe, you know, we could come up with a quest to add in there for maybe opening up some more stuff. I'll set riff on it mechanically, and you guys can discuss what would be funny.
All right.
Magical Marinara says, why is a raven like a writing desk? Because Poe wrote on both.
Exactly.
Bashy Hate Tater Tot. Max Demian says, hey Jit, can you tell us how far the furthest along Hardcore Ascender is? Not really, because it's sort of hard to say. I suppose I could look at, like, what their stats are. That would be an interesting thing, probably. Let's see. Answer a couple questions while I type. How about that? I mean, pretty please.
So, let's see. JLE says, the familiar haiku not only has 6 syllables in the last line, but 8 syllables in the second line. Same one we were talking about before. This horror show familiar. sorry, but IA is a diphthong. It's yeah, it's not familiar. I don't care if you're in Britain or not.
Yeah, familiar is totally three syllables.
So, yeah. Cut me some slack, Jelly. Just,
That's like asking the ocean not to wave.
Oh, man.
I like Jelly.
We love Jelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's like he's not gonna stop being Jelly.
Christina is a jewelry designer, so maybe she could design us some groovy jewelry. I don't think that selling stuff with a smiley face on it is a big deal, because, I mean, there are so many crappy little things you can buy with a smiley face on them, that surely they're not coming from the same company. So, yeah.
Let's see if this query works. Let's see if this query runs very slow. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Ah, of course, ordering by strength plus magicalness plus moxie works better if you do it descending. So rather than, you know, who is the least far along in hardcore is a question that I can answer right now. Let me try that again and actually include some names. Oh, man, I burped twice this show.
This is turning into the Howard Stern show.
It really is. Speaking of which, there are naked lesbians next to me.
Mm.
Really, there aren't. Looks like K-A-A-E-W-E-N, K-A-A-E-W-E-N is in the lead right now, just barely, with 87 Moxie, 69 Mysticality, and 61 Muscle. Chronomage, same, 87 Moxie, 68 Mysticality, 60 Muscle. Followed by Montoya, Angel Hair, this guy, Vorn Vulcan, Hate Monkey, Green Armadillo, Syrinx Lou, L. Louie? S-Y-R-I-N-X, capital L-U-I, and Vicious Weasel. All of whom look to be level something. Whatever 87 in your primary stat, down to 78 in your primary stat. Yeah. I think some... what is that? Probably 10? I don't know.
Just to make sure, you didn't actually tell anybody that getting 1 million phonics downs would make the phonics appear, did you?
No, I absolutely didn't.
Okay. These people are going about claiming they heard that straight from you.
Nope.
No.
No, no, no. Let's see. Twisted Fate 13 says, "Arg!" Like Charlie Brown. Jick, finish the damn fact section in the documentation. I'm losing hair. Losing hair! Jicking, lol. Oh, just kidding, lol.
Like I'm going to have any sympathy for anybody losing hair.
Yeah. Haha, you're bald. You know what I have? Long, luscious locks.
Mm-hmm. You know what I have? A much, much bigger penis than you.
Yeah, that's what you think.
At least let me think that.
Yeah, you've only seen it when it was really cold outside.
That one time we were making snow angels with our penises.
Yep. Really, they were more just snow fans.
Yeah.
Let's see. Reading, looking. Lusty Pirate Wench says, people aren't listening anymore because they can't bitch at you about implementing Ascension. Yeah, that's probably true. Number 8 says, do you think there could be a use for the tassel in the weapon section, like a kinky whip or tassel at the end of a sword hilt? I don't know.
I don't usually think of tassels as a weapon accoutrement.
Yeah.
I also never know if I should say accoutrement or accoutrement.
I would just say accoutrement. And it seems like you would, too. You normally don't like pronouncing things
correctly, but I like pronouncing them correctly. Let's see.
Well, no. I'm saying you don't like the sort of pretentious, forced foreign pronunciations of words that are borrowed from other languages.
True.
What was it?
I have a penchant for not enjoying that at all.
Yeah. It gives you a sort of an unpleasant feeling in your entrails.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. Wrinkledink says, this may have been asked before, but instead of a messaging question, comments, etc., would it be possible to have a dedicated chat channel for when Jack and Skullhead are on? That would be completely impossible for us to follow. It's very nice for us to have this list that we can just kind of scroll through at our own pace. So, yeah, probably not. Still trying to figure out what Shrewteeth is asking about use multiple. Okay, maybe just send a K-mail and we can try and figure it out. Dr. Van Mojo says, hey, Jake, are you going to change familiar buffs so that they're subtractive, not additive, with the dodecapede? If not, can we persuade you to do so? Where do we send bribes? I keep meaning to do that, at least with the intrinsics. Probably not with the buffs. Although it doesn't really make any sense. And the buffs are, like, supposedly just make it more effective rather than making it heavier. Alitarial says, you in space or the mirror messed up? I wish I was in space. That'd be cool.
Apparently a bunch of people on Yogmathis's mirror said that for a while we went into the robot voices.
Huh.
But nobody else said. I think we're okay on that one.
The sound just went weird, says Spineldar, and then says the sound is fixed.
Yeah, that was a while ago, though. So Karmic95 asks, are you making a KOL card game? Do we want to even get into that?
We're trying. I mean, it's just things keep getting stalled because I will be the first to admit that this is almost entirely my fault. I am a terrible person to work with on anything. I have this issue where if something is, like, uncomfortable or awkward, I have a tendency to just ignore it. And then I also have this feeling where a lot of things involving money are uncomfortable and awkward. So I'm really a pretty awful businessman, and I'm just difficult to work with people that I don't know personally, you know. There are some obstacles in this card game thing, but it'll happen. It'll happen. You know, we're just having some wrinkles to work out, publishers.
Obstacles are surmontable.
They are. Thor the Mighty says, Adra and I both apologize for lack of updates to the Pix page. She has a job and I'm playing too much World of Warcraft. Please tell people to stop sending us death threats. Update soon, less than 3. Okay. Primavera Angel here says, one of the things I was thinking is that clans could build up their champions over time. You know what would actually be neat is if the clans had some kind of giant robot that they built and glued weapons to and stuff. That would be cool if the champion was something that you built instead of a person that you represented. Twisted Fate 13 says, what's the point of getting a second fuzzy dice once you ascend? Think creative. Well, I don't know. What?
Do they auto-sell?
I don't think so.
Or do they just sit in your inventory because you can't use them?
Slashor says, I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I don't think you can auto-sell them. I think they're quest items. But although, they're not required for anything, so I'm not sure why I would have made them quest items if I did. I don't know. Slashor says, and this is something that is on one of the front burners on the to-do list. When an account is disabled, could you please empty their store? It would create a situation where somebody does it deliberately to keep prices down. I know people are getting pissed off. There are some people with, like, cheap proto-neutron torpedoes in their store that are disabled. And I'm working on that. There's going to be some big changes to the mall that will hopefully make things a lot faster when I get back, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Amazing Upa says, when will the guild-specific quests have a predicate to their sentence? I don't know. I'm not going to say anytime soon or far away. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them. I mean, they might roll out slowly. There'll probably be, you know, a couple of big epic non-epic. I don't even know what I was going to say with that.
Yeah, I think you're remixing yourself right now.
I am. I'm losing it.
Epic.
Criswell asks if Lucky Surprise Testicle is a new coming recipe. Yeah, I'm telling you, that wasn't a lucky surprise. It was decidedly unlucky.
See, Jet the Prince asks, why is the Hardcore Ascension portion of the Hall of Records empty? Nobody's done it yet.
Yeah, nobody's finished a Hardcore Ascension.
Oh, by the way, Marshall says that Koena is out for blood because... Or Kaywin is a little annoyed because the top hardcore PvPer having her stats read on the radio was not...
Oh, whoops.
Not something she appreciated.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know anybody was actually doing hardcore PvP. I didn't figure there were enough people in hardcore. I mean, you know what? Wow, I totally read those wrong. Those numbers that I gave were nothing like her stats.
Good.
Seriously. Boopy says, re-weapon types. Perhaps have different combat attack miss messages per weapon type. Wow, that would be cool, but... that's a lot of information to store.
Livid Lotus says, the man who invented the smiley face, which I would hesitate to say that was an invention, but died without ever filing patent or trademark. That's why you see it everywhere, so you're in the clear.
Huh. Queekle says, second week in a row where you guys are rambling about testicles. Laugh-o. What, were we talking about testicles last week?
I remember we were talking about spectacles.
What about our wallets?
Yeah, and watches. So apparently, with the phonics down thing, somebody said that Zlyania said that you said that a million phonics would resurrect the phonics beast, and Zlyania also happens to be collecting phonics downs just for the hell of it. And, yeah, God only knows. But no, 1 million phonics downs will not resurrect the phonics. Put it in the forum thread if you're listening and putting things in the forum thread. Would you please? That was directed at the listener.
Puffalo says Armax thread was locked. Why was Armax thread locked?
I didn't lock it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think it just kind of petered out, and then it got off track and started to be about just random shit.
Huh. Yeah, because, I mean, I felt everything was pretty much straightened out, and, I mean... Yeah. Game Issues Open Letter, also known as Hot Stuff, totally loses his shit. Which hardly ever happens. It's rare that you're the calm one.
Yeah.
But,
I appreciated that. Yeah. Being able to be the common. I think a new policy that I'm going to implement on the discussion forums, though, is that any post with open letter or petition in the subject will just be deleted unread.
Yeah.
Because
just
stop it.
Just, you know, like, this whole thing, every post on the forums is an open letter. You don't have to, you know, like that whole... saying open letter means I'm going to... You know, like...
Well, it's a tag for, I'm really serious about this, which is a tag for, I am out to create drama, is what I think.
I mean, you know...
And I hate drama.
Whatever gave anybody the impression that you have to use some special mechanism to criticize us, seriously, just talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, like... We understand that not everybody likes everything, you know? So we want to promote discussion, not arguments. Armax says, what do you think of the idea of lifetime stats as proposed by JLE in the forums, which would be a sum of the stats you obtain in all your ascensions? That's exactly how the stat leaderboards work now.
That's a great idea.
I just changed it today, though, because I realized that... the post-ascension one should also include your current stats in that total. And by realized, I mean was reminded by the guys on the dev team. And so, yeah, now it should be, like, the stats should update, I mean, like, at least hourly, as your stats go up. If you've ascended once. If you haven't, then you're still relegated to that bottom board. The Muffin King says, the thing in Indiana Jones was because the actor had diarrhea after so much shooting in the desert, he couldn't make it through the fight scene, so he told Spielberg to fuck off.
Dysentery, but yeah, that's the version I've heard.
Huh, so it's seriously, even that part was an accident?
Yeah, it wasn't in the script at all. There was supposed to be this big-ass fight. And Harrison Ford turned to Spielberg and said, how about I just shoot the bastard?
Hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What? Amazing Oompa also says the I know line was ad-libbed by Harrison Ford. Yeah, again.
So really,
Comic 95 sends you a link to the Star Wars Gangstrap. It seems like I'm really behind on this.
Really, for George Lucas to make a good movie, it apparently has to star Harrison Ford, who will kind of fix all of the shitty things.
Yeah. Gene Ray says, I understand all of your players are educated stupid. I would be happy to educate them. I've been drinking a lot of boxed wine just for this occasion. Thank you, Gene Ray. Inari sends me a tiny URL. Oh my god, Jake, how fucking awesome is this? I don't know, I'll tell you once I see what it is.
It's a kind of a hammer made out of a bubble blower, or a bubble blower made out of a hammer, although it would be like a crappy plastic hammer if that were the case.
That's really weird. A unique, innovative, and versatile noise hammer bubble blower combination. What's a noise hammer?
It's just a hammer that when you hit something, it squeaks. I mean, the hammer squeaks because when you hit a lot of things with a hammer, the things themselves squeak. But
right. Like, we're, like, just hitting mice with a hammer. Yab says, if you're not supposed to get ultra rares on purpose, why would you put them in an area nobody would adventure in on purpose? Aha, at the Drunken Stupor. That's a good point.
Yes.
Kanada, which is very difficult to pronounce. Sojik, are you... No, Sojik and you too, Skulllid. What are the mechanisms for which an ultra rare drops? You don't know. No man may... Yeah. Garland says, sorry for not being clear before, I'm lazy as well, and sort of lose track of threads after they get large. Anyway, are you still planning on a tutorial hint system or like it? Yes, we are. Yeah.
Which, that'll probably require another summit.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to... Because that's going to be a massive undertaking.
Yeah, and it's like, if we go with what Shadows Light was suggesting, I think that could be really funny and cool.
Yep.
Let's see.
Oh, okay. The Tanuki is a raccoon with large testicles that we talked about last week.
Oh, right.
But there was variety. We went from large testicles to missing testicles.
That's true. And large is pretty much the opposite of missing.
Yep. It's like the large person's bureau is completely in, locked in Mortal Kombat with a missing person's bureau.
Right. Shouldn't Jarlsberg's earring says, I've got a name, so be Jarlsberg's earrings, and also shouldn't bugbears be bug bars? Not all bugbears are bug bars.
They're a different species.
Yeah.
You'll notice they have a slightly different design, too.
Antipode says, contacts are colored when they're emoting. I'm using a nightly build of Firefox Deer Park, so it may be a problem with the last official release. Huh. I don't know what to say about that. Dave is cheesy. Pristina says, I don't think the mystery will be a violation. Right. Cheeky Jazz, my clan is going to kick me out for trolling in the forums too much. Can you suggest a clan with fewer moderators in it? Or do you hate Iocane Powder? Nobody should kick Cheeky Jazz out of his clan. He's cool. Except he doesn't know anything about playing pool. Apparently, I don't really understand. Apparently, pool is different in the UK. Do you know anything about that, Mr. C? Or did we talk about this the other night?
I don't know too much about him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. So I was looking for some spoilers on some Ascension stuff that I wasn't around for. And I see an August 8th, 2004 weblog entry about how much Kingdom of Loathing just sucks.
Yeah, that's that one with the webcomic, right?
No, it's called Kingdom of Boring.
Yeah. There's a webcomic that's also entitled Kingdom of Boring that's linked to on that. It's like a thing where there's a comic and then a blog that goes along with the comic.
Huh.
And it's like some guy playing Kingdom of Loathing and looking at porn and using the porn as a reward for playing Kingdom of Loathing because Kingdom of Loathing is totally not interesting otherwise.
Yeah, but you know
that guy's primary complaint in the thing was like that he couldn't find the rims, mm-hmm. and therefore the game is just broken. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like such a failure because we have this one guy.
Yeah, I was gonna post in there actually until I realized how old it was.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the bulk of my post was gonna be like, one time I played a video game and then I got bored with it and stopped playing. The end. Like, and how that's just not a particularly interesting story, you know? Like I don't know. I mean, it's not like, I mean, it doesn't sort of bother me when I just read rants about how something that I made sucks, but it's not also like why I guess I say why would you do that, but then I probably spent a lot of time bitching about stuff, you know, that I say it sucks if I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I just thought that was interesting because it doesn't really hurt my feelings at all for someone, because one of his main complaints was that the turns per day thing was really limiting, which is
what
makes so many other people tend to play it more than other games.
I mean, I guess you don't understand the extent to which this game would totally suck if there was no turn limits. I mean, it wouldn't even exist, because people would just be hammering on it all the time. It would just be botted into submission.
Chronomage asks, hey guys, are you ever going to update that asymmetric website? Somebody had an idea for that a while ago that was kind of groovy, which would involve rounding up comic strip makers, etc., and just kind of putting up clever content from a bunch of sources.
Yeah. No, that's something that maybe we could actually spend some time thinking about now.
Yeah.
Because it would be really easy for me to whip up a sort of content system, like a collaborative content development system, because I've gotten a lot of practice over the last 2 years writing web database apps.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to maybe do something in the artist forum about, like, say, hey, like, you guys want to try and write some comedy?
Hey, you know what we should do before we do that, though, is finish up the comic contest in the contest forum.
Yeah, totally. although, it seems like we've finally found some place to get comic books printed, right?
Yes.
Ugh.
We need to get the details on that from our guy, and we should be able to do that just whenever. And then Boozer's going to help us make them be actual comic book size.
Make them be actual comic size?
Yes.
Let's see. The hardcore leaders, says Murphs, are all level 10 characters, just so you know. I do know. And I'm very sorry, K-Wien. It didn't even occur to me. And that's because I'm stupid. And a jerk. Scarface 80 says, can you make a fullness counter show up on the left side like drunkenness? No, because fullness is not funny.
Yeah, we also got to quit answering that because it's now in the frequently.
Oh, is it in the fact?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Thrarin
says, only low level should be able to make the clan bot, because in a future time, children will work together to build a giant cyborg.
Nice.
That is true.
Yeah. Maybe you can, anybody can build it, but only a low level can command it. Because the robots obey what the children say.
That could be.
Still one of their spookier songs.
I like it.
I enjoy it, but that the weird however the hell they did that with the voices is just kind of spooky.
Was that an old song that they just
I remember hearing it in concert a while ago.
But I mean, wasn't it on then? As like a random old Dial-A-Song song?
I'd never had then, but
maybe I'm thinking about Become a Robot or something. I don't know. There's stuff about robots. Cat120512123 says, can you add some more items in the Guild of Chef Magi store for Pastamancers? There's a Sorcerer-specific item, but no Pastamancer-specific ones. Well, I mean, really, that's because the Sorcerer-specific items make up for some sort of, like, one of the things that differentiates those two classes is to get certain abilities, the Sorcerer requires accessories where the Pastamancer doesn't. Those abilities come from skills for him. So, or for her. far be it for me to assume that someone who did the cooking would be male, because I realize that's very politically incorrect. The women are just as good at cooking and cleaning as men are. Can we stop being on the radio now?
Sorry, I kind of left you hanging there because you were talking and I didn't want to interrupt or anything.
No,
sometimes I have to interrupt, though, because you'll keep going once the steam is gone, just waiting for me to interrupt you.
Right, yeah.
Scarface80 calls you a hick. Hick, why do you hate Fusilibon? But then changes, you know, corrects his error. But neither of us hate Fusilibon. We love Fusilibon.
Yeah. I am kind of a hick.
Mm.
Oh, there's a new Team Girl Squad, a lot of people are saying.
You know, I stopped looking at Homestar Runner a while ago.
Why?
I should probably start again. Just the same reason I stopped looking at everything, now that I don't have a job that forces me to be in front of the computer. I don't look at any of my web comics anymore.
Yeah, that's now that I actually want to work, I have no incentive to just fuck around. So, yeah. I sometimes... But, I mean, in a way, it's kind of cool, because sometimes I get bored, and I'm like... Well, I can't sleep, there's nothing on television, but I got my laptop here, and like, oh, right, I haven't looked at something awful in like 3 months, so there's just tons of stuff to read.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think we can hit up one more question if you want, or we can just go down in a blaze of glory.
Are there any more questions? There are questions.
Huh. Chuck87 says, my brother Cat Drake says he sent in a number of questions in the last few weeks, but none have been read, even when you said you'd run out of questions. When we say we've run out of questions, that doesn't mean we've asked every question we've been received. It means we've asked every question that we think we can talk intelligently about.
Yeah.
For a while. Juswami says, how does one get an animated tattoo? That doesn't make sense unless you write flex arm repeatedly. But in a game where magic exists, you could have an animated tattoo.
Really? In a world where anything is possible?
One man. One cheap... This summer. Sunday. You're... Yeah, we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
All right.
We'll sell you the entire band, U2, but you'll only need the edge.
Right.
That's a joke I never get tired of.
Goddamn you two. You know, like the...
Seriously? You're not...
Who cares? And I mean, they're like the Rolling Stones, only worse in terms of like what they've done with their career. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, so this is Mr. Skullhead saying you two sucks and we're signing off.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.